You are listening to Real World News.
Municipality resort to Supreme Court to solve El Zapotillo Dam in Mexico. Aiming to hold the Zapotillo Dam works and suspend them forever, Cañadas de Obregón Municipality in Jalisco State, Mexico, which comprises the towns of Temacapulín, Acacijo, and Palmarejo, which will disappear if works continue, came to the Supreme Court of the country, which accepted to consider the case. The constitutional controversy appeal was filed against the actions of former President Felipe Calderón, of the head of the Environment and Natural Resources Secretary, Juan Rafael Elvira Quesada, the head of the National Water Commission, José Luis Luegue, and Jalisco Governor Emilio González Márquez for authorizing the building of El Zapotillo Dam without requesting a license from the municipality. El Zapotillo is a freshwater appropriation work that has become a symbol of the resistance against dams in Jalisco and Guanajuato states. Its building is filled with irregularities since the project was modified numerous times, raising the height of the concrete wall and avoiding the corresponding environmental permits. The Macapulín community has been settling that territory for over 7 centuries and is a home of great heritage. Its population and the organization Missing Children have many times expressed its rejection to the building of the dam, which would flood the entire town. The third international meeting of people affected by dams and in defense of rivers took place in October 2010, where tens of delegates from all the continents expressed that the case of the Temacapulín inhabitants represented the struggles taking place globally against dam megaprojects. On August 14th, the Macapulín community announced a series of traditional activities that have become mobilizations against the dam. The 5th edition of Carrera de los Remedios and the 3rd edition of the Feria del Chile del Árbol, which is unique in Mexico. In addition, they participate in the organization Salvemos Temaca. About the constitutional controversy appeal, lawyer Claudia Gómez said to Real World Radio in an interview by Monica Montalvo that she aims to expose the invasion of competences that take place around the Zapotillo case. We expect they'll decree the suspension, and once the controversy is grounded, the works will be definitely halted, said lawyer Claudia Gómez, who added that the community has filed many appeals, but neither the company nor the state government have heard them. The case is not over, it is a current issue that will be inherited by the next administration. The people of Temaca continue to struggle. We have a statement by the Permanent People's Tribunal and other actions in the framework of the integral defense, said Claudia.
You are listening to Real World News.